Hey everybody, welcome to the Morphin Grid. I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
And this is also, this first part is also going to go up on the Pokemon World Tour. So if you hear from that, I'm your host, Jake.
And I'm your guide, Josh. I did not have anything prepared for that.
No. So this episode is going to, we're going to have some emails and we're going to have, we're going to read a review that we got. But the first part, and I think the more important part.
Probably for us anyway.
For us anyway, is that we have an announcement. We're starting a Patreon.
Woo!
I know you guys are probably thinking, yeah, everyone has a Patreon now. Well, us too. We got
us
jealous.
Us too now. It took us 156 episodes proper enough stuff to be able to put it up.
Yeah. Also, like, you know, we waited about 2 years. We've been doing the podcast, Morphin Grid anyway, for about 2 years. And we're very consistent. I dare you to find a podcast that puts out more than we do and is as consistent. I mean, I think we have concerns, probably. But they have little tiny baby 20-minute episodes. Those are easy. Knocked us out in a minute.
Or 20.
We decided to, you know, to start a Patreon because a couple things. Number one, we have bills that we got to pay.
We do. While we do have a regular job that pays those bills, it doesn't really pay them well.
It doesn't pay them well, and it doesn't leave a lot of room for other stuff. Sometimes, like food. So this would kind of help out with that. Also, we put a lot of money into the podcast physically. Like, we have a mixer and a lot of cables and some mic stands and microphones and other accoutrements that were necessary that came out of pocket. And same thing with the website. It's hosted on Josh's website right now.
Yeah, I don't remember how much space I have on that.
But it's going to run out.
But it's going to run out, so we need more.
So we need more, and that costs money, and so we figured, yeah, we would do it. But it's not like, you know, you guys know how Patreons work by now. I'm sure if you listen to any other podcasts, you know that Patreons is a give and take.
Right.
So we have a couple things devised that we're going to talk about.
I don't know, because you have to go away soon for a few days.
Yeah, and we can say,
this,
like...
This goes up the day you come back.
Yes.
And if we're not going to have time to set this up tomorrow, and then you leave. So I don't know if this will be up when the episode, if the Patreon itself will be up when the episode goes up or shortly after.
Right. Yeah. Unless you make it, because I'm not going to have the time while I'm gone.
I mean, if you want to write the clever descriptions of all the tiers
stuff. I can have those to you by Sunday
for
sure.
Just send those to me. I can probably make it.
Okay. I have a funeral to go to. I don't want, yeah.
Right.
Not to guilt you guys into it, but I'm going to my grandpa's funeral for a couple of days. It's going to be a real fun time. No, don't worry. I'm not being a little facetious. Not about the funeral. That's a real thing, but the rest of it. Also, Christmas is coming up, so like maybe you're in the giving spirit.
Right.
this is a little planned. We have 5 tiers of rewards, and these are just, this is super preliminary. If you guys have anything, because I don't know, I haven't started a Patreon before, but we're pretty sure you can edit these and like add and do stuff with.
I've never run
after
or
the fact.
Given to one, although I think I'm going to be giving to one soon.
If I had more money, I would be. But
I think I'm only going to do like $3 to Tales from the Tavern because I listen to it every week when it comes out.
Yeah.
And I want to be able to vote on the writing prompts. So.
Yeah. See, that's good though.
Yeah.
Like there's a thing. There's a couple like War Rocket Ajax I wish I could give so I could be a line stepper, which is basically like when you send in a list or something, your name gets put to the front of the line. And
right.
I want that, but I don't have the money for it because, again, we work retail, not a lot of extra.
Well, let's talk about how you guys can help us support other podcasts.
look, I have a podcast addiction. So like,
you do. I'm slowly getting there. I like to catch up on one before I move on to a new one. But
that's what I do. I just catch up faster.
I've got 3 that I'm caught up on right now. So
nice. So we have a couple reward tiers, and we'll talk about the milestones afterwards. And again, these are preliminary. They're not set in stone. If you guys have any feedback, we're definitely going to take that into account.
Any suggestions that you think would be cool tiers or rewards, just like let us know.
Let us know, yeah.
We just kind of, we were winging it.
Yeah, we're winging it. We're flying by the seat of our pants on this one. So the $1 tier is just like a shout out. You'll get a shout out. We'll say your name on this podcast. You'll also get a couple other things that come along with a shout out, such as our everlasting love and affection.
Yeah.
And just occupying some brain space of ours. Like, we'll know your name forever. the next one, though, this is kind of the important tier. This is like the catch-all tier that, like, I think is the most important. And again, maybe we'll move these around depending on people's suggestions, but this is the access to bonus content tier.
Did you say the amount and I missed it?
Nope.
It's $5.
There you go. It's $5. So for $5 a month, you'll get access to any bonus stuff we make. So like if we do bonus audio, like maybe we'll just record extra stuff for either podcast.
Whenever we go off the beaten path on Pokemon World Tour, like all the Let's Make a Gym episodes that we are kind of planning on, speaking of, start getting ideas for a rock type gym ready.
Okay.
Because I have some and I want to do it.
Oh, I for sure have some.
Okay.
So, okay. yeah, stuff like that. Or I just had one. Special reports. Because there's like 700 Pokemon, right?
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know what 700.
There's 721 now officially because they have officially revealed Volcanion.
Okay. That's a lot of Pokemon.
Yeah.
If you want a special report on those, that'll be like a backer exclusive thing. So like you'll get that.
It won't be backer exclusive necessarily.
It'll be backer.
You'll get them earlier.
Yeah. It'll be
like
backer,
a month ahead of time.
I'm trying to think of the word.
Early access.
Proprietary. Yeah. Early access. So you'll have it for a whole month early. You'll get it. You'll get it fast. You'll get it now. The second it comes out,
it's going to come off the grill and into your buns.
Hot and nope.
Nope.
Nope. Hot and fresh to your internet doorstep. To keep it in line. Also, like, again, you'll get our notes. So, like, you'll see what goes through my head when I watch an episode of Power Rangers.
Yeah. I wish we had thought about this 2 years ago so we could have all of them stockpiled.
Yeah. The only thing I have is, like, the notes that I write myself for the episode posts that
right.
I make.
I do have all of the Pokemon World Tour notes so far.
So, like,
so you will get access
get those
to those
too.
They're not super exciting, but you'll get to read them.
You get to read them. Mine sometimes are nearly incomprehensible, but that's like a fun mystery you get to solve.
Right. You get to decipher the code that Jake writes in.
Also, you'll get for the Pokemon World Tour, if you have a Pokemon that you can't think of a nickname for, we will nickname that for you.
Yes, at the end of our Name Raider segment, probably.
Yeah.
We will name a Pokemon for you if you need help with that. If we get huge and that is like super popular,
that'll be bonus stuff.
That'll be bumped into its own bonus episode whenever we get enough of them.
And then also, we'll send you our favorite Pokemon. I'll send you a Teddy Ursa, and Josh will send you a Cyndaquil.
A Cyndaquil. Yeah.
I mean, Josh will probably send both of them. I'll probably send them to Josh because I still have my trainer
right.
ID, but they'll be from me. I will make them myself. I want to go back.
Okay.
I will breed them okay. myself. So next tier is $10, and this is Grid Ranger / Custom Build Pokemon tier. So, and again, we're not sure how these are going to split. If you listen to both, you can get both. If not, pick one. Like, if you're not into...
Right, the only thing is, if you don't listen to both, you only get half of it.
You only get half, but, like, we're going to be offering a lot.
Right.
So, like, we'll get to the milestones in a second. So, like, don't worry, guys. There will be plenty. But the Grid Ranger one is Josh will make you a certificate of you joining our ranger team.
We are assembling an elite ranger team called the Grid Rangers.
The Grid Rangers.
So you just send us like your name and like a paragraph about you.
Yeah.
And we will use that to determine your ranger color, your animal, your weapon, and any other fun stuff we can think of.
By animal, you mean like Zord /
Zord. Theme. You're Zord. I
because
meant to
like,
say Zord. It won't all be animals.
Yeah, because like, look, if you might be a triangle. It's going to be a mix of all things on this. And the other one, the custom build Pokemon, is Josh will do all the heavy lifting to get you the perfect Pokemon.
Yeah, man, let's say you just like, you really want yourself a Fennekin. And you just don't feel like a good, ready to battle one. You just don't feel like doing all that breeding. I love that junk.
He does that all the time.
So if you donate, was it 10?
10.
$10, I will breed you that Fennekin, and I'll save before I hatch the egg, so I can hatch it and check the IVs to make sure they're right, and then I'll reset, and I'll send you the egg so that you can hatch it, and it will be your Pokemon and not mine.
Is it?
It's determined when you get it from the daycare man, not when the egg
not
hatches.
Not when it hatches.
Yeah.
Oh, good to know. I didn't know that. So
you don't have to worry about the original trainer being me. You just have to trust me. That Fennekin or whatever Pokemon you want is in that egg. I'm a pretty trustworthy guy.
Yeah, you can trust me that he's trustworthy. So the next tier is the $15 one. This is just the all caps with an exclamation point. And if we could underline it, we would. Stickers tier.
You get stickers.
You get stickers. Who doesn't love stickers? You find one person on this earth that doesn't love stickers, and I will eat my shoes. Asterisk.
I only kind of like stickers. I don't know if I love them.
Dude.
That's a lie. I just want to see you eat shoes.
I've never eaten no shoes. Everyone loves stickers.
I love my computer's covered in stickers.
Covered in them. Everyone's computer's covered. Everyone's
well, it's
got,
not. It's work. I'm working on it.
Yeah, everyone's got something that they're like, I could put a sticker there. And we're going to give you stickers to put on there. What those stickers are going to be, who knows? We might have two different sets. We might have a Morphin Grid set and a Pokemon World Tour set.
Right, so just let us know
which one you like,
what you're
which
into.
Which you prefer.
This will not be a, oh, here's a couple stickers, hope you like them, and that's it. This will be a, hey, we made some more stickers, here they are.
Here
like,
they are.
As we make more, you will get more.
Yeah, every couple months.
If you stay in the stickers tier, you're going to keep getting
keep
stickers.
Keep getting stickers. I'm going to say every conservative that's, estimate 3 months.
Yeah,
that's every three that's months, good. You get a whole new set of stickers. That's
we
awesome.
We don't know how big a set is, but
you'll get
that's
it.
That's the mystery. You'll that's get it. You'll get those stickers.
When you donate to the Hey Jake and Josh Patreon,
you are donating.
You're donating to mystery.
To mystery. Everybody loves a good mystery and stickers.
Everyone does. We got a $20 tier that is exclusive to the Pokemon World Tour. We're gonna try to figure out one for the yeah. Morphin Grid too. It's just a little trickier because this one is perfect and there's no equivalent in the Morphin
right,
Grid.
Right. Yeah.
So we will. We talked about it for a minute. The Let's Make a Gym episodes. We will not only do an episode about your gym.
Yeah, you send us you and the theme you want for your gym, any Pokemon we need to hit.
Yeah, like,
we'll fill
like necessary
in the blanks.
We'll fill in the blanks, and Josh will design. Josh is a graphic designer, BT Dubs. We'll design you a gym badge, and it will be cool.
It'll be very cool.
And you'll just have that forever.
I'm also designing gym badges for all the regular Let's Make a Gym that we do.
Are you keeping that one that we did in a past
yep.
life?
Yeah,
that one's my.
I think I still have it. If I don't, it's easily recreated.
Yeah,
so.
that was real good. So that's gonna be real cool. And again, we'll have a $20 one for the Morphin Grid that will have just as much care and effort put into it. And if you guys have any suggestions,
right? We're figuring that out right
you know,
now.
maybe send them over. And then finally, this is the last one. This is the $25 tier, which is you get a T-shirt. You'll get one T-shirt. For free on us, and if it's going to be a Patreon exclusive T-shirt, so you will not be able to purchase this anywhere.
Yeah, details to come.
Details to come, but you get to pick either Pokemon World Tour or a Morphin Grid one. Morphin Grid one, we already have the idea for.
Yeah,
kind of working on the PWT one. That's industry lingo for Pokemon World Tour. But yeah, that'll go exclusive to you, and that also maybe if there's more T-shirts down the line. Depending on
right.
how successful we are, you'll get some more T-shirts. That's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
You guys love T-shirts.
You do.
I love T-shirts. I wear T-shirts
and
every day.
And here's the thing. Like, if there's an option to have them as tank tops also, maybe you can choose that.
Because much like professional wrestling, podcasting is a T-shirt-based economy.
Yes. It lives and dies on sold T-shirts and DraftKings.com. That's the other thing. That's the other thing is by donating to this, we're not going to have sponsors. We're never going to have sponsors. So even if we're very, very popular, you don't have to sit through that stuff. That's
you don't have to sit through us talk about BarkBox for 20 minutes.
Yeah, come on, people. This is BarkBox. The only podcast, this is a tangent, the only podcast that I will accept a BarkBox ad from is Can I Pet Your Dog? Because I know they mean it.
Are they sponsored by BarkBox?
They are not.
That is a terrible
BarkBox,
missed opportunity.
BarkBox just is not. They can't read the room. Essentially,
does BarkBox even care about dogs?
I don't know. I hope so.
I mean, everybody should.
Everyone should.
Let's move on.
Anyway, but that said, no sponsors. But if you're a patron and you donate enough, you know, like by enough, I mean like you're consistent in it. You can be a listener sponsor, and we'll talk about a thing that you're doing, or a website, or...
Oh, absolutely,
like,
yeah.
You know, whatever you want, we'll do a little ad on that, and it'll be fun, and everyone will like it.
And you can take that little ad and put that wherever you want.
Do whatever you want with it.
That'll be yours.
So now that we got the what you get out of the way, here's the stuff that we would like to do with your money, in addition to, like, buying the good peanut butter.
Oh, I don't have to buy that Market Pantry
stuff. Market
bread.
Pantry stuff, anyway, which is fine peanut butter, but Jif is better, guys.
I don't have to buy a cheese squared if we're making this podcast money.
Yeah.
I can get Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Get that name brand stuff. It's all name brand food and cloud paint from here on out. So,
make that giraffe money.
Getting that giraffe money. Check out Super Sentai Brothers to find out what giraffe money is. You'll have to listen to the whole podcast because I don't know what episode's in, but trust me, it's worth it. So here are some of the things. For once we hit $30, which is not a lot of money. So if everyone that listens to us...
If one person gives us $25 and another person gives us $5, we did it.
Boom, we did it. Or if everyone gives us a dollar, that's probably like $150, if I had to guess. I don't know for sure, but I would put us at around $150, and that's only for a dollar each. So, like, you know, think about it. But for $30, we got bonus series, I guess, for each podcast. For Pokemon World Tour, we will do what we call Morphin Grid-style episodes about the anime. The terrible, terrible anime.
That's right.
That I hate.
That I love.
We will do episodes on that. And look, there's comedy gold to be mined within it. so you'll get those 30 days before anyone else, because that's the limit is, or the limit, the street date, I guess, is 30 days.
Right.
30 days of exclusive to Patreon. And then for the Morphin Grid, you get Morphin Commentaries for random episodes, and that's that'll kind of be folded into the $5 tier.
Yeah, if you contribute $5 or more, you can just send suggestions in for episodes or things you want more phenomenaries on.
Yeah, and so we'll draw one from a hat whenever they come.
Please don't make us watch Alpha's Magical Christmas again,
guys. If you ask it, it goes in the hat.
That's right.
So
it stays in the hat until it's drawn.
And if it's drawn, we'll do Elf's Magical Christmas.
All right. What's the next tier?
The next tier is...
Now I'm getting angry.
$50. At $50, we're going to make a website. And not just make a website, but like...
But also put it on the internet.
Put it on the internet and be able to like host our podcast so Josh doesn't run out of room on his personal website that we're using right now. Because we were using...
to be fair, it's not being used for anything else.
Okay. All right, I wasn't going to say it.
That's things I'm working on. That's fine.
It's future stuff. Yeah. Future Josh has got that unlocked. But yeah, so like we'll have a website and like it's not just gonna be like this is where our episodes are.
Here's a list of our episodes. Yeah, no, we're gonna like those Pokemon wallpapers that I did. They're on the World Tour Twitter. If you're interested, go check them out.
They're awesome. Go check them out.
They will be posted in full resolution on the website.
I have one as my actual background.
I have all of them cycling. So as I make one, I just add it to the list.
Nice. There's also some articles that we have ideas for. I don't know about any Pokemon articles yet, but like...
I'm sure I could think of something.
Yeah, but we'll do... The only major one I have is I'm calling it Pop Squadron. basically, we've done two episodes in the past where we took a group of something and turned it into a Power Rangers team.
Right.
So like
I used to have a superpower for that.
Yeah, it used to be...
I haven't flexed that muscle
all
in
he
a
did,
while.
Yeah. so like We did one for Salute Your Shorts, like who on Salute Your Shorts is what Ranger, and then we also did one for NXT, and both of those were real fun, and every week we'll do an article, every week, every other week, we'll figure it out, whatever's more convenient. I like to do more, but I also realize that we only have so many hours in the day.
Right.
so like we'll put those on the website, so let's say, you know, which 80s action heroes are, you know, what's that Super Sentai team, what, you know... current pop stars, all
oh,
of that.
Man.
Yeah, any group, and you'll also, again, with the $5 tier, you'll be able to suggest things like which Hanna-Barbera cartoon, you know, Hanna-Barbera's,
oh, man.
You know.
Guys.
See? It's
get us to $50
yeah.
so we can get this website up and write
yeah.
this article.
So is that in addition to, and again, milestones are once we hit that, we keep doing stuff.
Right.
You know, and that's, you know, and if it goes below it, I mean, once we have the website up,
we can't take the website
back,
down, but we can stop writing articles.
We can. So and you'll like them. They'll be great. Hey, Jake and Josh, guarantee. At $65, we're going to start a new podcast.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. You guys like us, right? I hope.
If you're listening to this.
If you're listening specifically to this right now, you probably like us. So what we're going to do is it's called the Hey, Jake and Josh podcast because we already have the email for it. So it's going to be what I'm calling a duty-free podcast. Every episode is going to be a subject that has nothing to do with anything. It's not necessarily a theme. It's not like we have to do every episode of Power Rangers or we go on a tour of Pokemon. It's
right.
Like, hey, I really want to talk about time travel today. Or like, hey, I can't stop thinking about wacky races, you know, like.
Or well, let me watch a couple episodes. We'll talk about wacky races.
Dude, it's consuming me right now.
I know quite a bit about wacky. I know that they race, that wacky things happen,
yep.
And there's a Captain Caveman and a dog.
Well, Captain Caveman is not in it.
He's in Wacky Races.
No, he's not.
I think he is.
Okay. You think he is, but that's actually the Rock Brothers.
Oh, okay.
Who,
that's what it is.
Who are Captain Cavemen, but they're not Captain Cavemen.
Right.
They're they look the same, brothers. Though.
Okay.
Slag Brothers? There might be the Slag Brothers. It's been a minute. Anyway, not the point.
Those are the only characters I remember. Penelope Pitstop.
Penelope Pitstop. That's my homegirl.
All right. We're not doing this now.
Yes. We're not doing it now.
But that's a little taste.
A little tidbit.
Of what you could get.
Mm. What a morsel. What a tasty morsel that was. And so basically, we'll have 35 minutes on the clock, and then we have to get it all out in that time. And again, if you are donating at the $5 level or higher, you can suggest topics for that.
That's right. If we don't have something that's consuming us, we will draw them out of a hat.
Yeah.
And if we run out of steam before the 35 minutes is up, we'll draw another one.
Yeah, and we'll just kind of do that. But it's a way for us to just like talk about stuff because a problem on both of our podcasts is that there's a lot of time where we're talking about not what the subject of the podcast is. So if we can focus it into another area, maybe it'll cut down on the recording time of the other ones. The next tier is at $100. Guys, we'll start another podcast.
This is crazy.
This one is crazy.
Because at this point, each of us is only making 50 extra dollars a month.
Yeah.
And we're doing two more podcasts of work.
And some of that money is going to the website.
Yeah, going back into this machine.
Yeah, and we'll be using it, you know, to like, look, if we get crazy successful with this, then, like, we'll go to Power Morphicon with this money. It's just like money to do other stuff, like to open up some opportunities. But, you know, at the start, it's like to give us a little extra cash. But this other podcast at the $100 level, this is a Nickelodeon Games and Sports podcast.
Right. You guys remember, I think it was during the morphinometry of the stage show where you just threw out, hey, you want to do a Legends of the Hidden Temple podcast? And I said, no.
Well,
because I don't want to add another one to the rotation for free.
For free. But if it's not for free,
right. If I'm getting $50, I could do a weekly Nick Gas cast.
And it would just be a Legends of the Hidden Temple cast, because we could do that. But sometimes we just gotta talk about Guts for a little while.
Need to talk about Guts. That crazy wall of windows on Wild and Crazy Kids that you just hit baseballs at for points. Yeah. I think sometimes they just went down water slides and scored that somehow.
I think that was the only one I remember. Is it was like a bunch of bungee cords in a circle around like a funnel or a hot air balloon. This might be a fever dream, but I don't know.
No, it sounds like that might be real.
Or like, you know, maybe we need to talk about Double Dare.
Yeah,
you know?
That slopsicle course that they spend 6 minutes explaining and 30 seconds through.
So it'll be all about that. And like, you know, maybe like we'll throw in some Supermarket Sweep. I was super into that show when I was a kid. Maybe we'll find some old episodes of that to dissect.
All right, we might have to knock the Nickelodeon out of the title.
It'll be the Games and Sports cast, because that is a game.
It is.
Sort of. I don't know if throwing a bunch of hams into a shopping cart is a game. But
get the ham. That's where the money is.
That's where all the money is. You can only get six, though. No more than six hams. That was the rule. And then the 151 is a Morphin Grid exclusive milestone. And I have this idea to put together a fanzine for Power Rangers, and it would be bi-monthly if you donate at the $5 level. Again, the $5 is like the access level. Like, that's when you get all the stuff.
Right.
You'll get a digital copy for free, and it'll be, I don't know how to explain it because I'm bad at explaining visual things, but it'll be like each I don't want to give away. I don't want to give away what my plans are. But it'll be a fanzine on Power Rangers, which as two real big fans of Power Rangers, obviously,
I think we can do a pretty good job.
I think we can do a pretty good job, and then we can also get like people to submit stuff if you have things.
Definitely, yeah.
You know, like and like not just like, you know, images, like articles, thoughts, stuff like that.
Yeah, we will tell you it's going to be bi-monthly, right?
Yes, bi-monthly being every other month.
So we will tell you probably 2 months in advance when we're starting like brainstorming and production of the next issue.
Yeah,
what the topic is, and you can like write an article. Just send in a story or a quick thing.
Yeah.
Whatever you want. And we'll try to fit it in there. It's not going to be a super thick, like, magazine.
No, it's not going to be a magazine.
It's just an e-zine.
Yeah, but we'll also, like, we'll try to get, like, interviews. Like, a little short interviews with people from the Power Rangers universe. I mean, I'm not, like, going to interview Jason Lee Scott, but, like, we can probably set up an email interview with Austin St. John. I feel like that's the thing that could happen.
Probably, yeah.
You know, so like stuff like that. That's all we have.
I don't think setting up an email interview would be too hard, because it would just be like, hey,
Here's his questions.
Do you want to do an email interview? And he would be like, sure. If we send him questions and he sends us answers, right?
Yeah. Like, easy peasy.
Yeah.
So those are the ones we have so far. Then we also have two other tiers, but they're like crazy, you know, pipe dreams. There's the $1,500 tier, which is we'll get a whole new computer that's just for doing this stuff on it.
Yeah, because guys, I don't know if you're familiar with the MacBook Air, but it's not supposed to be doing all this stuff.
It is not. It was never meant to be pushed this far.
It's holding strong, but like last time it started to just not show the audio wave toward the end of what we were recording.
Yeah, and then there's also, we also do like, we have a video series on YouTube where we play video games, and we also use that to record. So like,
That got a little hectic last time too.
Yeah, so this it would fold into that too, but the video... The YouTube channel is like kind of separate for now.
Yeah, this has nothing to do with the YouTube channel for a few reasons, mainly because if that does become popular, that will make its own money.
That will make its own money. So we don't want to like have you guys... That said, if you guys have like suggestions on that or if that's something you're into, yeah, we'll figure out how
also, if you weren't aware of it, yeah, we have a YouTube channel where we play video games.
YouTube.com/HeyJakeandJosh. we just put up an episode... Today, it went up this morning.
Went up this morning as of our recording.
Which was last week to you.
If you check today when this goes up, you have the second episode of Mega Man X.
Yeah, and then the one before that is us playing, I don't even know what it's called, Funtime Arcade, 30 Great
Family
Games.
Family Party, 30 Family Great Party, Games Obstacle Arcade. Arcade.
That's it.
It had, I typed that into the title, right?
Yeah.
It had a suggested tag.
Did it?
It was like, hey, you should tag this game. And I was like, oh my God.
Oh my God.
I kind of want to search YouTube for it.
Maybe we'll figure out how to get onto the red ones.
I had an idea while I was watching it. It was like, what if you shake the nunchuck?
Oh.
Anyway,
check that video out. It's very funny. It's a slow descent into madness on our part, but it's very funny. And then the $3,000 tier is we'll quit our jobs and we'll just do this stuff all week.
You will get content from us in some form or another 5 days a week.
5 days a week. Weekends are for us. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be greedy.
Don't be greedy. We got to... Yeah, who do you think you are?
But sometimes, like, videos will go up on the weekends, because sometimes, like, our podcast is super, like, on the dot. This is when it's going out.
Yeah.
We're ready and we're done. But sometimes the videos kind of lag behind, because we're so into the podcast.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm just in hiatus brain, so I'm like, I don't need to edit that for a while.
And then also, like, sometimes you're like, I put this video up, and then in the morning it's like, hey, you have 3,000 more minutes.
You tried, but not today.
But it did not go up. So that's what we'll do for jobs if you decide to give us $3,000 a month, which is insane.
Right.
Don't even worry about it. Also, and I should have said this in the beginning, do not feel in any way obligated to donate to this.
No.
I know these are hard times, Daddy. Everyone needs their money. But if you have a little extra and you would like to give it to us, because we have been putting out videos, or not videos, podcasts twice a week for 104 weeks almost.
Twice a week at least for almost 2 years.
For like a year and a half was when we got like crazy consistent with it. So like,
because when we decided one a week is not going to be enough if we want to finish this while we're alive.
Yeah, we'll be doing this till we die, and then our kids will have to do this. So in order to not put the burden
to little Jimmy, the co-hosting position on the Morphin Grid.
Anyway, I don't want it. Give it to your sister then. God, I'm dying. All right? Just be cool for once, Jimmy.
Freaking Jimmy.
But so we've been doing this for a while,
We're going to continue doing this either way.
Yeah,
monetarily.
Yeah, and if you don't donate, that's fine. You're still going to get the regular stuff.
And if you tweet at us, we'll still say your name on there.
Yeah, like I think we're very bad businessmen.
Oh, for sure. I don't know the next thing about being a businessman. I've never worn an actual suit, I think, in my life.
I used to have a suit.
I have some dressy clothes that I wear to interviews. I have one set of kind of dressy clothes.
I had a suit. Did not fit. That's the whole story about the suit.
That has, I think, direct correlation to how we are as businessmen.
Yeah. I get a lot of the principles of business, but I'm also like, hey, this stuff is for free and people like it, and I want you to have stuff that you like because I enjoy making it. And it gives me warm, fuzzy feelings when you're like, oh, I'm just found this podcast at Morphin Grid, or like, I like Pokemon World Tour. It's real great. Like, that fuels me. We've gotten
so much positive feedback from these. It's what keeps me going. So, I would have quit a long time ago if if you guys were so into it. So yeah, thank you very
and
much.
And if he quits, then I can't do this by myself. So yeah, so if you can, please do. But if you can't, don't feel obligated. That's totally cool. We get it. We totally get it.
If you don't, just maybe leave a rating and review.
Yeah.
I mean, legally obligated on the Morphin Grid side.
Yeah, look, you got about 9 or 10 days before...
It has to be by January 1st.
January 1st, so...
Today's only the 15th. You got like 15, 16 days.
I mean, when they hear this, it'll be the 21st, so...
You got about nine days.
9 or 10 days, and, you know, I don't want you guys to get arrested. You can't listen to podcasts in jail, I don't think. I don't know what jail's like. I haven't been there.
Maybe one of those minimum security
jails. Maybe. Anyway.
That's not where you're going. You're going to the Slammer.
They're
locking you up in the Sing Sing, buddy.
You're going to Supermax. You're going to a prison on the moon.
You don't want to go to moon prison. Just leave us a rating review.
It's way easier than moon prison. So that concludes the us trying to get your money portion of this episode. Again, do not feel obligated to donate, but if you want to, we would super appreciate it.
Definitely.
I know we've had the Morphin Grid a lot longer than this podcast, but we've gotten a lot of good feedback. We've gotten a lot of good stuff for this one that I really enjoy.
Right. And the Patreon is for the Hey Jake and Josh Network.
It's for the...
Which this falls under.
So you will get cool stuff from it. So just consider it. But if you want to find us on the internet anywhere, PWT Podcast is pretty much a blanket term. You can search on 3 of your favorite social media sites. Or you can email us at pwtpodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, that's going to do it for us for today. I've been your host, Jake.
And I am your guide, Josh. And until next time,
smell you later!